song that I wrote in memory of my grandfather and his time on the USS Indiana in the Pacific Theater of World War II. Talking a little bit about sitting with him at the end of his life and my memories of that. And I'm going to be also accompanied with on the vocal by Sarah Pettinati, who is playing keyboards and played that beautiful harmonica solo earlier.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh man. So here's a question that you, I feel like it's actually dumb to ask you a question because it's like one person asking a bunch of people, so it's not like you're all going to answer in unison. It's essentially the same thing. But how used to it are you? How accustomed have you become to American bands being super late? It's like probably what? It's like every other night, right? Probably. And I feel like secondhand, you've like heard custom stories, you know, like I feel like you're probably equally as knowledgeable about American bands crossing over the border as American bands are. And I had actually taken a Pax vaporizer and hidden it inside an Electro-Harmonix Holy Grail head. And I hadn't told anybody about it, including our tour manager, because I wanted to have plausible deniability. And then I was picturing
them just here. Whoa, hey! Oh! Oh my God.
He just cut my mic. That's out of punishment. No, but I didn't really bring it. Because I was picturing them tearing apart.
Don't talk about mic club.
Alright. I didn't bring it. Because I was like, everybody would be so disappointed in me. All because I'm trying to drink less, so thanks for that. This song's called Ocker River, R.I.P.